All right, everybody, you hear the music. We're live at Sunnyside High School. Jeff Place with you here. We got Scott Payne, athletic director, over on the left. I see Leo Gomez, and Dave Martinez is over getting the videos set. They're going to be putting the videos of the senior night for sports tonight here on the wall in front of Sunnyside High School. We've got a good parking lot. I see Pete, baseball coach, over there. Tell you what, he's been here for a long time. A great football player. Used to be a kicker back in the 70s. But we are honoring the seniors for soccer and baseball tonight. We'd like to thank Prosser Memorial Health and Grandview Medical Center, Tom Dental Auto Group, Ideal Hardware and Lumber, Pepsi of Yakima, Ron's Coin and Collectibles, Green's Point S Tire right here in Sunnyside. Go down there, see the Green family. They've been community members for a long, long time. We'd also like to thank Benton REA, Domino's Pizza of Grandview, and Prosser Carpenter Ranches, Liberty Church, both in Granger, Toppenish, Zilla, and Sunnyside. Physical therapy. We're going to sit back, listen to a little bit of music. You're listening to Jeff Place right here live, and we're hoping to get festivities away in about 8 minutes. Now, the plan for tonight's game is baseball and soccer seniors are going to be in the parking lot, and they are lining up here in front of us. And I know we've got one couple there in the back of the truck, and a couple weeks ago when we were here, we had quite a parade of cars going through, and it's seniors being honored all across the state with lights on in the football stadium. Now, they're telling me the very last night that they do that, in 2 weeks from now, they will have fireworks. So we want to thank Sunnyside for allowing us to be a part of this festivity. I've been cooped up at home during this COVID crisis, and being a spring sports coach, it's not fun either when you don't get a chance to do what you normally do. But we want to go out and say hi to all our seniors and let them know that they were very important here in the program. And I see Ryan Maxwell, the principal, walking over here. And a former graduate of Grandview High School, played on one of their great basketball teams back in the day. It's a beautiful evening here on a Friday night. The first of three will be here next Friday and the Friday after that. You're listening to Jeff Play Sports. I want to thank you for tuning in. This will be archived on our website, and I know that the Sunnyside High School is going to somehow put it together with the video here so that you can access that a little bit later. So we're going to sit back, and I'll shut up, and we'll just listen to some music.
Jumpin'. I just seen the jet take all day up to Sunday. Them boys just not bluffin', them boys just not bluffin'. Jumpin', them boys up to something. She was trying to join the team, I told her, wait. Chicken wings and fries, we don't go on dates. No boo. I just throw the private dinner in the way. Trappin' is a habit, that's the way for me. Coming fast, you never get a shot. I just had to buy another safe. Feeling Spurs and Phantom Jordan fade away. Yeah, jumpin', I don't need no introduction.
Hey, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Here we're going to get started about 5 minutes. We want to remind everybody to please stay in their cars and to practice social distancing. It allows us to continue doing our amazing Grizzly Nation events. So, again, please stay in your cars. You're welcome to drive through, as always, the parade route. And we'll get started in about 5 minutes. So thank you again. Stay in your cars, please.
Again, this is Jeff Place, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Jeff Place Sports. This will be archived on our website under JP Sports. And Dave Martinez will be doing the festivities. We'll be doing soccer first, followed by baseball seniors. Now, these are spring sports seniors trying to do something special for those spring sports seniors that had their season lost. It was ended there in the middle of March due to the COVID-19 crisis. Being a coach, I know we got to play in a jamboree at Eisenhower. My girls were really excited because we had a little bit of success. So getting everything lined, we got a good showing of cars here over here on our right. It's a great thing for community support to see everybody kind of come out. And I know Dave's getting ready, and they're going to play a little bit more music, give them more time to get ready. Everybody is working on the social distancing, staying in their cars. Some are in the back of the trucks. I know there was one SUV that popped open the tailgate, and we got a couple sitting out in the back seat of that one and over on the far side as well. And you can see signs being put up. Again, celebrations like this are happening all around the state of Washington as we honor these spring sports seniors, especially those ones who are four-year athletes. I tell you what, put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, and then to have your senior season go poof, you not only miss sports, but you also miss graduation and all the other festivities as well. So we tune in to the COVID Nation, and we want to thank you for tuning in to this. And this is Jeff Place. We're live at Sunnyside High School, getting set for this virtual senior night. Dave Martinez will be your MC. And David Guevara, your head coach for soccer, will be the first team honored. And Pete Marquez with the baseball team will
welcome,
be next.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to remind everybody to please stay in your cars and practice social distancing. It allows us to continue to do these great Grizzly Nation events. Also, we will be releasing a video later on of this whole entire event tonight. So if you didn't get a chance to see it, we'll have it released later. So good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sunnyside High School, home of your Sunnyside Grizzlies.
You can hear the horns
honking.
These
past 6 weeks have been surreal and a challenge for many. For our spring sports seniors, their senior seasons came to an abrupt end. Our hearts go out to all of them. While we understand the uniqueness of our current situation, it doesn't make it any easier to come to terms with the fact that we wouldn't be competing or making memories in our sports programs this spring. Regardless of the cancellation of our spring sports, we are going to honor our seniors and their contributions to our school and programs as only Grizzly Nation can do. Tonight, we will be virtually honoring Sunnyside Boys Soccer and Baseball Senior Class of 2020. These seniors leave today having worked hard together over the last 4 years, building a highly regarded reputation for Sunnyside through their hard work, dedication, and passion for their sport. It's because of their knowledge and leadership of these individuals that Sunnyside Baseball and Boys Soccer have such a bright future. First up, head boys soccer coach Dave Guevara would like to take a moment and address his senior players one last time. Coach.
First, I want to say it's been a pleasure to be a coach for these guys for the last 4 years. It's very heartbreaking to know that we are going through this, but we know we're doing it for the bigger reason and for our families and for our players. We're going to keep grinding. We're going to keep doing the little things right. And one day this will all be gone, and then we'll be back on the field and they'll be able to enjoy themselves. I want to say on behalf of the men's soccer coaches, we really appreciate everyone here. We're going to love and we're going to miss everyone. They did give part of their soul to us as Grizzlies, and we've always used the model, once a Grizz, always a Grizz. So we're excited to see where they're going. We wish them well and wish them luck. And we hope that they get to come back and be part of us in a different way. But there'll always be a Grizzly here.
All right. Thank you, Coach Guevara. Now it is great pleasure that we bring to you tonight's senior boys soccer players. First up, Rafael Facundo Colmares. Rafael would like to thank his parents and Coach Guevara for all the memories and the amazing experience he's had over the last 4 years. Nate Gomez. Nate would also like to thank his parents for the support they've given him. We'd also like to thank the coaches for the amazing experience they've had over the last 4 years. Alejandro Gutierrez. Alejandro would like to thank his parents for all the support they've given him in sports and in life. Alejandro would also like to thank the coaching staff from the soccer program for the amazing experience he's had. Pedro Hernandez. Pedro would like to thank his parents for the support they've given him in school and in life. Pedro would also like to thank the coaching staff for the amazing 4 years he's had as part of the Grizzly soccer program. Danilo Martinez. Danilo would like to thank his parents again for all the support they've given him throughout his life. He'd like to thank the coaching staff for the amazing experience he's had over the last 4 years, again, as part of the amazing Grizzly soccer program. Artemio Morales. Artemio, escort on the picture tonight, by Artemio Sr. and Soledad Morales. He'd like to thank his coaches and his family that came to support him in all his games. Isaiah Nunez. Ernesto, Maria, Ramiro, Liz, and Jenny. Isaiah would like to thank his family for the amazing support they've given him. Also like to thank his coaching staff for the amazing 4 years as he's been a part of the Grizzlies soccer program. Ben Rios Lopez. Dad Ben, Mom Blanca, and Brother Jesus. He'd like to thank his family for the support they've given him in school and in life. And thank you, coaches, for the amazing 4 years as part of the Grizzly soccer program. Mario Ruelas. Mario would like to thank his parents again for the support. Thank you, coaching staff, for the experience that they've given him over the last 4 years. Carlos Ruiz. Carlos says, thanks, parents, for the support you've given me in life and in school. Thanks, coaches, for the amazing 4 years as part of our Grizzly soccer program. Andres Segal. Andres would like to thank his parents for the support they've given him on and off the soccer field. Thank you, coaches, for the amazing experience you've given me these last 4 years, again, as part of Grizzly soccer. Luis Sanchez, sister Juliana Sanchez. First, I'd like to thank my family and friends for always pushing me and helping me achieve my goals. I'd also like to thank my coaches for pushing me to become a better athlete and a better person. Let's give it up one more time for Grizzly soccer.
And that was Dave Martinez, and now we're getting set for the baseball team. Seniors and their head coach, Pete Marquez, will open festivities, and this will be archived on our website.
All right, next up, I'd like to invite Coach Marquez to say a few words to his senior baseball players.
Thanks, sir. First of all, I'd like to thank Mr. Martinez and Coach Payne and Coach Martinez for making this fantastic night happen. It's been a tough 6 weeks. I'm tired of laying around the house. I like to get moving around. And I know you all do, too. It's been real tough on our seniors, whether it be graduation or whether it be baseball, whether it be soccer. And it's been a tough go. So for my sixth senior, I just got to say, hey, there'll be another game down the road. The beautiful thing about baseball, there's another game every day. So thanks, everybody, for coming tonight and supporting us. And thanks for my seniors for sticking with us for 4 years. Thank you very much.
Hey, let's give it up for Coach Marquez. Now it is great pleasure that I bring to you tonight's senior boys baseball players. Matthew Cerda. Miguel and Susan Cerda, parents. He'd like to thank his parents and coaches for supporting him and helping him over the last several years, both as a student and as a baseball player. Jose Gonzalez Lua. Parents Gonzalo and Esperanza Gonzalez. Jose would like to thank his family, friends, and Coach Marquez. I'd also like to thank Mr. Ziegler for teaching me about sports and life. Gonzalo Gonzalez Lua. Would also like to thank Marquez for letting him be a part of the amazing baseball program and his parents for all the support they've given him over in life and in school. Miguel Nieto. Sally Salinas, Celeste Salinas. I'd like to thank my coaches and teammates for the best 3 years. Sergio Peralta. Sergio, I'd like to thank his parents for all they've done for him in school and in life. Thanks, Coach Marquez, for an amazing 4 years. Sebastian Ruiz. Joel and Lorena Ruiz, parents. I'd like to thank my teammates, Coach Moran, Coach Marquez, and my family. Thank you guys all for an amazing 4 years as part of the Grizzly baseball program. On behalf of the Grizzly Athletic Department, coaching staff, high school faculty, and all of Grizzly Nation, we thank all our senior players for wearing the Grizzly jersey with pride. We are grateful for your effort, commitment to the team, and the lessons we've learned all along the way. It is truly unfortunate that our underclass students, athletes, will not have the benefit of your leadership, but we have all built a legacy in many different ways. You have forever changed our lives with your grace and dignity during the impossible moment in history. We are saddened to see your high school athletic careers come to an end like this, but we are certain your experience as a Sunnyside Grizzly will positively impact your life well after your high school career. We encourage you to continue to always strive to do your very best wherever life takes you. You are a Grizzly for life. Congratulations to our 2020 seniors. Once a Grizz, always a Grizz. We will see you next Friday. Recognize tennis and fast pitch.
And that was Dave Martinez, the MC. We want to thank everybody for tuning in. We'll be back next Friday here at Sunnyside High School as we honor the seniors. Thank you again for tuning in.